When wishes were horses and beggars could ride, in a stone castle by the sea there lived a rich lad.
What am I supposed to choose? There are so many.
And so he left the trail, and he followed the sound of the music.
I am the goat from the hills and the mountains. And when I have finished eating these herbs and these vegetables, then I shall eat you, too.
Once upon a time, and welcome to the Story Story Podcast. I'm your host, Rachel Ann Harding, and I have some stories for you. This is May Madness, where I bring you a new story and storyteller every day of the week, because I am obsessed with stories, and I can't wait to share more with you. The fairy tale sponsor for this episode is Bluebeard's Buckets of Blood Rock Club. This is not a place for sissies or fancy dandies. This is an exclusive club for those needing to let out their inner slayer. A red key is required for entry, but with epic shows 7 nights a week, you won't want to go anywhere else. If you think you can stomach it, go to Bluebeard's Buckets of Blood Rock Club. This episode is also brought to you by the new Patreon supporter, Pam Farrow. Pam is a storyteller. She knows when to put silence in a story for the perfect pause. And she's a patron of the arts. A big thank you to her and all the other patrons. If you would like to become a supporter of the podcast for as little as $4 a month, you can find links on storystorypodcast.com and hear me read your name and thank your beautiful face for the world to hear. If becoming a supporter isn't in the cards right now, then help the podcast grow by sending this along to a friend. Your friend will appreciate a bedtime story, and I will appreciate you sharing the podcast with another pair of ears. The theme for this week is tricksters, because where would stories be without them? So we'll begin with classic trickster, Rabbit. This story is told by Lynn Ford, a fourth-generation, nationally recognized Appalachian storyteller, and she tells Rabbit's Tale.
They say in those once upon a times about time and a half ago that rabbits did not look the way they do today. Oh, they had those long fuzzy ears, those little pink noses, those little whiskers, those fuzzy long toeses, but rabbits didn't have the little fuzzy bunny buns that they wear today. They say in those once upon a times that rabbits had long, furry, fluffy tails. And they thought their tails were the best thing ever created. Better than squirrels' fluffy tail, better than foxes' fluffy tail. And they stuck their little pink noses in the air, so proud of their rabbits' tails. They were so busy showing off those tails that sometimes rabbits didn't look where they were going. Now the rabbit was hopping along. There was some place he had to get to. He was hopping and bopping along, hoppity hop, hop, pop, hop. A boppity bop, 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 and he was showing off that tail and so proud of it that he kept his nose in the air until he had to stop because he had hoppity hopped to the edge of a yucky, mucky, irky, lurky, swampy, mushy swamp. And Rabbit thought, oh no, place I want to get to is on the other side of this swamp. Maybe I could walk through the swamp. Rabbit stuck one fuzzy little toe into the mud at the edge of that swamp, and he knew he wasn't walking in that because the mud said, oh no, I can't walk in that, said Rabbit. I might get mud on my beautiful furry fluffy tail. Well, maybe I can walk around this swamp. He looked to the east to see how far it would be. Long way around that swamp to the east. Looked toward the west to see how long it would take to walk that way. Long way around that swamp to the west. And Rabbit realized, same thing the teacher in math class, way to get to where he had to go, was a straight line across that swamp. But he didn't want to get his tail all muddy, so he had to do some thinking. And rabbits do their best thinking while they're hopping. So there at the edge of the swamp, Rabbit hoppity-hop, hop-hop-hop, hopped. He boppity-bop, bop-bop-bopped until boppity, he felt an idea bop into his brain. And Rabbit called out, alligator! Alligator! And up from the swamp rose a great big gray-green alligator with his tail hitting the mud, whappity. And that gator opened his mouth wide so all those mean, sharp gator teeth showed in it. And that gator said, what you want? Rabbit said, "Mr. Alligator, I just came down here to say hello to you today because I knew you'd be all alone down here in the swamp. I knew nobody likes gators, and I felt so bad for you being here all by yourself that I thought I'd just come say hey." Gator said, "I'm not alone. I got some friends and family in the swamp." Rabbit said, "Oh, no, you don't, brother, because nobody likes gators, not even other gators. And I felt so bad about that, I thought I'd just come down here and say, hey." Gator said, "I got friends and family living in the swamp with me." Rabbit said, "No, you don't." Gator said, "Yes, I do." Rabbit said, "No, you don't." Gator said, "Yes, I do." Rabbit said, "No, you don't." Gator said, "Yes, I do." And he hit his tail in the mud, whappity, and he opened his mouth wide so all those mean, sharp gator teeth showed in it. And the gator called out, "Alligators! Alligators!" And up from the swamp rose a whole mess of great big gray-green alligators, all their tails hitting in the mud, whappity, and they all opened up their mouths wide so those mean, sharp gator teeth showed. And all the gators said, "What do you want?" The alligator said to Rabbit, "See, Rabbit, here's my family, my friends, my aunts and uncles and cousins by the dozens, all living with me here in the swamp." Rabbit said, "Oh, ain't that cute? You got a sweet little family, Gator." "I got a big family." "No, that's a little family." "It's a big family." "It's a little family," said Rabbit. "I know, because see, Rabbit's been multiplying since the first days of creation. You got a little family." "It's a big family," said Gator. "If you don't believe me, count them." Rabbit said, "Oh, all right," and proceeded to count the gators. One, two, no, that gator's nose go with the gator toes back there. I think I counted that one twice. One, two, three. No, the gator toes there go with that gator nose up there. I counted that one. One, two, three, four. I can't do it. "Brother Gator," said Rabbit, "I can't count your family because, see, they keep wiggling and squirming around in all this mucky, irky, lurky, mushy, swampy, mushy swamp water. And I can't count them. But if you could get them to be still, you know, kind of line up in a straight line across the swamp, nose to toes, bet I could count them for you." Well, the gator called out to his family and friends, "Line up, nose to toes across the swamp." And the gators lined up, nose to toes, nose to toes, nose to toes all the way across the swamp. And then Gator said to Rabbit, "All right, Rabbit, commence to counting my family before I take a bite out of you." "Ooh," said Rabbit, "I am so scared of you." And he jumped onto the first gator, hoppity. One, jumped onto the next one, hoppity. Two, jumped onto the next ones, hop, hop, hop. Three, four, five, jumped onto the next one, boppity. Six, jumped onto the next one, boppity. Seven, jumped onto the next ones, bop, bop, bop. Eight, nine, ten. And he just kept on hoppity, hop, 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 hopping, boppity, bop, 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 bopping until he had hopped and bopped his way across the swamp. Now, Rabbit landed on that last gator, bop, and he was where he needed to be, on the other side of the swamp. But before he stepped out into that soft green grass on the other side, just to be polite, he figured he'd call back and let that other gator know how many friends and family were in the swamp. And Rabbit called back, 2,929 gators. But that 2,929th gator he was standing on had been laying there a long, long time. And he was kind of tired and grumpy. 'Cause see, his nose was sticking out at the edge of the swamp where the soft green grass could tickle in it. And his toes were stuck in his cousin Gator's nose. And neither one of them was really happy about that situation. So when Rabbit got ready to take that last little leap into the soft green grass on the other side of the swamp, that gator hit his tail in the mud, whappity, opened his mouth wide so all those mean, sharp gator teeth showed, and when Rabbit landed in the soft green grass, hoppity, that gator closed his mouth, whappity, and bit off Rabbit's long, furry, fluffy tail. And ever since then, rabbits have not had long, furry, fluffy tails. You look at any of them and you'll see that all the rabbits have fuzzy little bunny buns to this very day. 'Cause when that gator took that bite, whappity, that was the end of Rabbit's tail, and that's the end of my tails, too.
Thank you for listening to the Story Story Podcast. Show the love. Find Lynn Ford on the internet. Tell her you heard her on the podcast and now want to hear her tell more stories. You can find me and the podcast on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Story Story Podcast or Rachel Ann Harding. The idea for today's fairy tale sponsor came from the beautiful brain of Julie Juergens. Check out the ads for the fairy tale sponsors on social media and let me know your favorite story that you've heard or the favorite stories of your childhood. Who knows? Maybe you'll hear them here soon. Like and rate the show on iTunes. Head over to the website and join the mailing list for hidden goodies. And if you tune in, you'll hear more stories tomorrow. But until then, live happily ever after.
Mary-Kate opened up the door, and there, on the doorstep, wrapped in his own blanket, was her baby.
And to this day, Anansi spins webs so that he can catch the flea, the fly, and the moth that got away.
If you go down to the lake on a clear day, when the water lies as calm as a sheet of glass, you can still see the rooftops of the castle glittering in the sunlight. And if you listen really closely, you can even hear